And we humans, we don't tend to do balance very well. We tend to go to one extreme or the other. You know, one of the clearest ways we can see this is sports rivalries. You know, if you happen to be, say, a Yankees fan, there is no way you could ever root for the Boston Red Sox. That just ain't happening. And vice versa. And if somebody thinks they can do that, both sides will go after them. Now, that's more of a frivolous example, but we do see it in our politics. We've got two parties, Republicans and Democrats, and you're one or the other. And heaven forbid you say, you know, maybe we can find a center place between the two of those. Oh, no. No, you're either Republicans or Democrats. And if you're one party, you don't talk to people from the other party and vice versa. I mean, we just can't do that. Again, being a little facetious. Now, I recently heard it said that in the church, a heresy is when you go too far from one extreme or the other. And this is, of course, you know, things that are true, but we focus on one aspect of the truth or another aspect of the truth and not find the middle ground there. So when we look at our Lord, when we look at God, we know that He is infinitely just. He is true justice. He is infinitely merciful. He is true mercy. But for us humans, we can't look at the middle ground and see God as infinite justice, infinite mercy together. We tend to focus on one extreme or the other, and we fall into heresy. There's a very common heresy, I would almost say popular, called Jansenism, which said, you're all sinners, you're all dirt, you're nobody, you're no good, you know, God should just smite you where you stand, and you need to work your way into heaven, and oh, by the way, you can't, so don't even bother. I mean, again, that's a little bit, kind of, be a little bit facetious, but it really was this mindset of, we need to work our way into heaven, because by God's justice, we don't belong there because of our sins. Well, now, I think we've gone to the opposite extreme, where we look at the infinite mercy of God and say, well, because there's nothing I can do to get into heaven, I don't have to worry about it. God has just thrown open the doors to all of us, and it doesn't matter who we are and how we live, we're all going into heaven. The path to heaven is wide, and everybody's going down it, which is exactly opposite of what our Lord has said. I don't know if there's a name for that particular heresy. I call it assuming your way into heaven, but it is presuming on God's mercy. So maybe we can call presumptionism as that heresy, that we are presuming our way into heaven through God's mercy. The balance is in the middle. God is infinitely just, but He is also infinitely merciful. And by our sins, by the fact that humanity has fallen into sin, injustice, we were kept out of heaven before our Lord came. That is the justice of God. Because sin is ultimately a turning away from God, a rejection of God. So by justice, we are refused to be in His presence because we don't want to be in His presence. But now our Lord has come. And this Sunday, we are celebrating that infinite mercy, that divine mercy of God, which of course is most well known by the image of divine mercy. And there we see the water and the blood that our Lord went through, that we hear about in the second reading, that our Lord went through water and blood. And it's through that water and blood as He hung upon the cross that the mercy of God has come to us and continues to come to us. And so we need to appeal upon God's mercy. We need to call upon His mercy in this life, that we may find that balance between the justice and the mercy of God. And it's interesting reading St. John here, where he talks about In this way, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. So we call upon the mercy of God by turning to him out of love and seeking to follow his commandments out of love for him. And it is through that love that we go out to the world and love our neighbor. We love the other, those other children of God, those of us who are called to come to God. That is how we invoke his mercy. But to invoke his mercy, we have to recognize first and foremost that we need it. We need to recognize that we are sinners in need of his mercy. Because we do, in our daily lives, turn away from God and fall into sin. We do live lives where we don't always love our neighbor as we should. Perhaps we sometimes will treat our neighbors very poorly and unjustly. And so, which again, in the justice of God, would mean that God would say, well, you don't want to follow my commandments, therefore you do not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so we need to invoke his mercy. We need to seek his mercy by going to the sacrament of his mercy. We have been given this great gift. You know, we see in the gospel where the apostles are given the power to bind and loose, to forgive and retain sin. Well, that has been that power, that grace, has been passed down to us through the sacrament of confession. That through the sacrament of confession, we invoke the mercy of God. We ask for that mercy. We beg God for that mercy, so that we might once again turn back to him and to love him as we are called to do. And so we go before our Lord through the power given to the priests to ask for that mercy. And that's why sometimes I will call the sacrament of confession the sacrament of mercy. Because it is. It is the sacrament through which we receive the mercy and love of God. And that's why it's so important that we make regular use of this sacrament. We Catholics haven't been doing that as well as we should. Because it is how we receive the mercy of God. And so we come to him in that sacrament, and we bring those times that we have turned away from him, those sins, and we ask for his forgiveness. And not just does he forgive us, he absolves them. He wipes them away. He washes them away. They're gone. They are washed in the blood and water of Christ. That is the wonderful thing of the sacrament. They're gone. It's as if they never happened. And then once we have received that mercy from God, it leads us to go out and share that mercy with others. We need to go out and share that love, that mercy, which God has shown to us with those around us. There are those in our families, in our community, who have turned away from us. We need to be willing to share mercy with them so that we may lead them to our Lord. This is part of God's great commandments, the two great commands we got from our Lord, to love God above all things and to love our neighbor as ourself. And again, as St. John said, we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. So we must live that mercy in our life. Let it flow through us. Share that mercy with those who are so much in need of that mercy. Now, I'm sure we all remember from when we were growing up, those of us who were raised in Catholic families, or when we went through, you know, religious education, RCIA, the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. I'm sure we can all rattle them off, right? Probably not. But those works of mercy are how we share that mercy of God with others. And it's not just things like we think of, like working at a food bank or a soup kitchen, you know, volunteering like with St. Vincent de Paul or dropping off clothes there, things like that. It's something as simple as going and being with someone who is sorrowing, comforting the sorrowful. You know, when someone is mourning, when someone is dealing with pain and struggles in their life, just being with them is a way to show mercy. Now, there's a whole list of them, and I could go through the list, but I encourage you today on this Divine Mercy Sunday to go refresh your memories on the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Because that's how we show that love to our neighbor, is by doing those works of mercy. Not to earn our way to heaven, but to fulfill that call to follow God's command to love our neighbor. So today on this Feast of Divine Mercy, we are called to live that divine mercy in our lives. May we truly seek to receive that mercy and then to share that mercy with others. Because as the Divine Mercy image says, we should be able to say, Jesus, I trust in you.